I'm speaking with American pianist Kara Huber. Kara has performed at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, the Eastern Music Festival, and received numerous prizes and awards for her performances, including the Oberlin International Piano Competition and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Concerto Competition. She'll be playing at the Wright Opera House in Ouray, Colorado, with a masterclass and a recital on June 27th and 28th. Welcome to Talkin' Music.
Thank you so much.
So, Kara, can you tell me how you ended up coming out to Ouray for this festival?
Well, that's a very good question. Friends of mine, Dave and Sue Conrad, I met them in Cincinnati at the church that I used to play at while I was doing my my undergraduate degree here. And they have a summer cabin there in Ouray and spend lots of time there, I think, in, during the summer and throughout the year. So they had mentioned that it would be a wonderful place to visit and to perform, and they got me connected with the Wright. And, yeah, I'm very excited to be there. I've never been to Colorado before. This will be my first time, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to having you. So you just told me you're 25 years old, and you've studied at the University of Cincinnati College of Conservatory of Music. You've studied with the legendary pianist John Perry. You're also earning an artist diploma degree at the Glenn Gould School of the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto. As someone who doesn't study classical music, I'm wondering, what do you do when you're earning a degree in music? How do you study what you do? How do you sort of build your craft and determine when it's time to move to another level, I guess?
Well, basically, as pianists, most of what we do is spending time, you know, alone in a practice room practicing, basically. So most of the degrees that I've earned, you know, we have music theory and music history, like those types of actual real classes. But most of our time is just spent in the practice room and having lessons and just getting chances to perform, I guess. So most of it, yeah, is just kind of done on our own, I suppose.
And what would someone like when you're studying with John Perry, what does he do to help you?
Well, at this stage of the career, most of the feedback that we get is, you know, it's very personal. So it's really wonderful to just have somebody to kind of guide you as far as just giving you musical critiques and some of that you can, you know, get really nervous in front of and practice performing.
Uh-huh. So you know how you handle those nerves a little bit. You're prepared
exactly.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of, are there special things that you have to do to sort of take care of yourself as a pianist? Like, do you have special exercises that you do, or it seems like a very physical job, actually?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's not really the thing that people think about, but actually, you know, I spend hours and hours doing all of this repetitive motion in the practice room. So, I mean, first of all, stretching and, that's extremely important because we're just kind of scrunched into this one position for hours and hours at a time. It's very common for pianists especially to have physical problems, especially like tendonitis and back problems and neck problems. That's very common. So I like doing yoga and Pilates and stuff like that, and I think that really helps because, I mean, our whole body is our instrument, basically. So it's really important to figure out how to take care of yourself physically as well.
so it's a very physical job, and it seems like it would also be a very mental, like, do you do mental exercises, or is just playing the music enough of an exercise that it keeps you sort of sharp in that department?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely keeps you sharp, because, you know, whenever you're practicing for long periods of time, it's really important to make sure that you're mentally engaged the entire time, so that once you get to the performance or the recital, then you're mentally prepared to, you know, get through the whole thing.
So you first started picking up melodies by ear at an early age, and then you began some private lessons at age 5. Was it classical music that you were interested in right away?
Well, it's a funny story, because my older brother, he's 2 years older than me. He started piano lessons, I think, about the same age. And he would be practicing his, you know, little songs on the piano. And I could, just pick it up by ear. So whenever he left the piano, I'd sit back on the bench and, like, start playing whatever he was just practicing, which drove him, you know, completely insane. But so that's how I kind of got started. So my parents put me into lessons then after that. And they had a fun time because I didn't want to read the music. You know, I was doing everything by ear. So they had a frustrating time trying to get me to actually learn how to read the notes.
Were your parents musicians?
No, they weren't.
So, and then you just kept going from like age 5 till now. It was pretty much the path you were on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've been speaking with Kara Huber. She's going to be performing at the Wright Opera House in Ouray with a recital, and you'll be teaching a master class as well, right?
Yes.
And this is happening June 27th and June 28th. What are you going to play?
In the recital, I'll be playing a few pieces by Franz Liszt, from the Year of Pilgrimage in Italy, a Beethoven sonata, the 7 in E-flat major, two pieces by a living American composer, Joan Tower, and two Gershwins that are transcribed by Burl Wild.
Great. And let's hear a song now, actually, off your new CD. It's called Pilgrimage, where you play music from Bach, Beethoven, Liszt, and Gubaj Dulina. And
yeah.
Gubaj Dulina is still living, which brings me to a question just before we hear a song off of the CD. I read in your bio that you really like new music and new composers of classical music, and that you played an active role in CCM's Modern Music Ensemble. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
I think supporting new music, I mean, it's a really great responsibility that we have as classical musicians, because that's, I mean, all music was new music at one point. So, you know, it's great to play the greats like Bach and Beethoven and Chopin, but the things that are going on right now is going to be legendary, you know, at some point. So I think it's really important to support composers who are working right now, and they're coming up with just fascinating, mind-boggling things. And it's really exciting to be a part of that, especially if, like, I enjoy working with composers who are living, or, you know, who are students, people that I know, and that's always exciting to be the first person to play a piece, especially if you get to work with the composer as well and kind of get to give them feedback and maybe make some adjustments, and that's always exciting too.
Who's one of your favorite composers right now, living currently?
You know, the pieces that I'll be playing in Ouray are by Joan Tower, and I just really enjoy her music a lot. She's, you know, living in New York, I think, and just find it very empowering and very strong and just really exciting to perform.
Great. Okay. Well, let's hear a song off this latest CD, Pilgrimage, from Kara Huber, playing Dante's Sonata by Franz Liszt. Thank you. That was Kara Huber playing Dante's Sonata by Franz Liszt. I have Kara on the phone with me right now, and she's going to come to Colorado for a concert at the Wright Opera House on the 28th of June. Thanks for being here today, Kara. I wanted to talk to you about going to the Interlochen Arts Academy. Is that where you started off at 16?
Yes, I went there for my junior and senior years of high school, which was a really wonderful experience, especially since I grew up in such a small town. So I didn't really have access to the proper training that I needed. So I went to Interlochen, which is a boarding school for the arts. They have music, visual arts, dance, theater, I mean, everything. And it's wonderful to just be in an environment where everybody is there pursuing the same career as you. And, yeah, it's just a beautiful place in the middle of nowhere in Michigan. I learned so much there.
Is it hard to get into that school? What do you have to do to get in?
You have to send in an application, and you have to audition for a panel there. I think it's fairly small. I think there were approximately 20 pianists there.
And was it competitive? Did you feel like you'd entered sort of the, you were with people who were at your level or that also challenged you?
Very challenging. The level was definitely very high. I like to think of it as kind of a nurturing, competitive environment because there actually were competitions where we would compete against each other, like a concerto competition, and then the winner would play with the orchestra or something like that. So there was competition, but it was always friendly and done in a good manner.
Was it, I imagine the kids there are pretty serious. It's not like there's a whole lot of partying going on at a school like that, right? Seems like you'd have to be pretty disciplined.
Everybody is working very hard, and, you're still in high school. and everybody kind of lives in dorms with RAs and everything. So it was very serious. It was just wonderful to be always around all of these people all of the time.
Wonderful. Well, I've been speaking with Kara Huber. We're going to go out with one more song off her CD, Pilgrimage. She is an American pianist. She'll be performing in Ouray at the Wright Opera House as part of their summer concert series. We're going to hear her play some music from Johann Sebastian Bach. Hopefully you can catch her in Ouray. Thanks so much for taking the time to tell us a little bit about yourself. Look forward to seeing you.
Great. Thank you so much.